Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. At 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul the Apostle calls upon everyone who would be a child of God to refuse any unequaled yoke with the unbelievers of the world. When a yoke of the literal sense is used, two animals are harnessed together so that they can accomplish work as a team. When the term is used to describe people working together, it should be observed that both should have an ample understanding of the task at hand, else one simply becomes a hindrance to the other. Surely this is true in spiritual considerations. While a strong Christian may be able to influence a non-believer in the direction of the cross, the unbeliever is in no position to be of any spiritual assistance to the Christian. Because there can be no fellowship of righteousness and unrighteousness, and no communion of light and darkness, Paul reflected upon the call of God to those who would be his children to come out from among the sinful elements of the world and be clearly distinct from it. The benefits of such an arrangement are considerable, for the Almighty promised that those so sanctified would be his children, and he would be their Father, dwelling in their hearts and directing the walk of their lives. It begins to appear that Jehovah has considerable fatherly instincts when it comes to the relationship he wants to have with us. While Paul told the Corinthians they must be separate from the world to be God's children, Peter noted at 1 Peter 1 that God performs a second begettal upon us so that we might be born into his spiritual family. This birth, Peter pointed out, is not of the corruptible seed of man, but of the incorruptible seed of God's Word. Once having answered God's call to come out of the world, and once being born again into his family, it is then that we become the beneficiaries of all that he has stored up for his children. James 1 tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from our Father above, he who has begotten us through the word of his truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all his creatures. It is clearly more blessed to be the Lord's child than the world's friend. May God bless you, and may you have a great day.